is it.
That is it.
After a three-week delay, Nigeria's digital currency is now legal tender. At its launch, President Muhammadu Buhari says the e-Naira will usher in opportunities for banks, customers, and the country's economy.
The use of central bank digital currencies can help move away more people and businesses from the informal into the formal sector, thereby creating the tax base of the country. Alongside digital innovations, central bank digital currencies can foster economic growth through better economic activities.
About an hour after the launch, Michael Olalekan downloaded the app but says it didn't work.
One would expect that if a government is rolling out an official platform, one would expect that it's been tried, it's been tested, and it's running, so much so that the launch itself would be like the first publicity for it, right? So when I log on after 40 minutes and I'm not getting the access, it gives me some level of concern.
The government hopes this new virtual currency will also improve cross-border trade, expand access to financial services, and increase remittances from a large diaspora base.
The central bank says more than 2,000 customers registered within 24 hours of the e-Naira platform starting. Not a great start when the banking population is more than 100 million. But officials here expect a rise in the numbers using it in the near future. But experts warn that the central bank must provide confidence for customers.
Skepticism and weak infrastructure aren't the only challenges facing the new digital currency. Nigeria's central bank aims to move 10% of monetary transactions to the platform in months to come. Analysts say not all financial institutions would like that.
This is a really threat to the commercial banks, because if you move funds, they already in their custody to this e-Naira, it means that this money has gone out of these hands of these commercial banks. And I foresee a situation where commercial bank will do one or two things, perhaps to sabotage this very process.
Almost half the country has no access to bank account. The central bank says this digital currency will change that by drawing millions of Nigerians to banks. But with initial skepticism greeting this launch, it's hard to say if the new digital currency platform will succeed where the traditional banking system has failed. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Abuja.